Track 8 and Letters to the Editor. And yes, we have got some this week. Well, three, in fact. And the first one is from John Clatworthy of Dawlish. And he says, "The brook has never been in such a sorry state." The leading article in the Dawlish Gazette on the 29th of August regarding the brook is an important issue for the town, being a vital amenity and tourist asset, as highlighted by the former mayor, Howard Almond. Clearly, the tourist and amenity issues have either been overlooked or parked by Teignbridge, who seem primarily concerned with the cost of dredging and are hiding behind the Environment Agency's position regarding the possible flood issues. Having lived in Dawlish since 1970, the brook has never been in such a sorry state and condition. Prior to Teignbridge being formed in 1974, Dawlish Urban District Council were in charge and clearing works were carried out regularly to enhance the amenity and make it attractive for residents and visitors. A photograph of the current state of the brook would be unhelpful in any tourist information publication. Many years ago, I was a Teignbridge councillor and was on the working party regarding public conveniences as closures were being considered, and the consultant engaged advised poor toilets ruin tourism. And reflecting on this, the same applies to the present state of the brook. With regard to the costs of dredging, why cannot an annual amount be set aside in the budget for the works? It's probably forgotten that in 1999, Teignbridge were proposing to close the Seaward Site car park at Dawlish Warren, and a few of us worked together and made them change their mind. So in the meantime, many millions of parking fees have been received. So cannot local councillors work together to make the case that funds are made available and it is costly in part because Teignbridge have neglected the matter for too long? There is evidence which indicates that funds tend to be allocated where the head office is situated, so it's about time Dawlish are the bride and not the bridesmaid. Clearly, doing nothing is not an option, so it will be interesting to see our current local district councillors' efforts to ensure that the brook is reinstated as an important local asset. As it is my understanding, councillors set the policy for the local authority, which is implemented by officers. I leave those thoughts with you.
Tanya Hill from South Yorkshire writes, "I have to say how shocked I am at the disrepair of Dawlish's town stream after a recent holiday in the town. I've been coming here for over 50 years with my parents and now with my own family. And I can honestly say that I have never seen the stream, gardens and general area look so unkempt and forgotten about. The poor birds can't swim, they just paddle. The trees are overgrown. The rubbish in the stream is awful and there are no lights. It's like the place has lost its sparkle and it's heartbreaking. I've always told people to go to Dawlish. It's a beautiful place with the stream and black swans, but I won't be doing that anymore. I spoke to a lovely lady down by the stream and she said that she'd been to meetings and apparently the council said that it would cost too much to fix the stream. Even though there are volunteers who would be willing to do the work, they said no. They are leaving it to nature. This is ridiculous, as nature isn't glass bottles and beer glasses, bricks and general rubbish. It's a cop-out. The stream from the manor to the new sea wall is what attracts visitors. And as a visitor, I feel let down and disappointed. There must be something that could be done. Maybe a petition to make the council see sense, or a GoFund page to help repair the damage from the last storm as a visitor. I don't think I'll be back with my family until the situation changes, which I thought I would never say."
Elle Discombe from Ipplepen writes, "Well done to the council to take down the hanging baskets in Newton Abbott's Queen Street and let them die by the roadside. Well, it's only taxpayers' money after all. Brilliant." And that concludes the letters for this week.